Among the issues that Massachusetts voters will decide this election day is whether the state should allow so-called assisted suicide for some terminally ill patients. For a closer look at this ballot question, WBUR's Bob Oak spoke with people on both sides. John Kelly, a disabilities activist and founder of the group Second Thoughts, is opposed. Dr. Marcia Angel, a senior lecturer at Harvard University and former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, supports it.
It's a compassionate law. It's also a law that respects the autonomy of dying patients. I can't see why anyone, any organization, any individual would possibly presume to tell someone else how much suffering they have to endure as they face death.
Clearly, John Kelly has a different point of view, though. John, why do you want this question to fail?
We're talking about a social policy here, not just individual choices in a fairy tale land where everyone's affluent and has had full control over their lives their entire life, but people who are vulnerable, people with psychiatric illness, people who depend on care for family members who may not have their best interests at heart.
Okay. Dr. Angel, respond to that.
Well, the best answer is the experience in Oregon, which has had the same law for now almost 15 years. And what they have found is that the people who use this law are not vulnerable people, except that they have terminal illness, of course, but they tend to be more affluent, better educated, well insured.
And fully informed?
And fully informed.
There's a lot of concern by families and patients at the end of life, frankly, around the when question. When is the patient expected to die? And how and whether a doctor really knows when a patient's time is up so that that person might consider ending his or her life.
Well,
respond
here,
to that.
Yeah, here again, the best evidence comes from Oregon. Over 80% of people who have used this law have had end-stage cancer. Of the remaining less than 20%, most of those either had end-stage Lou Gehrig's disease or end-stage emphysema. They knew. This is a lot more than a guess. Whether it was 4 months that they could have lived or 6 months, the point is they were dying of inches, they were in agony, and they wanted to hasten death because their suffering was intolerable.
John, why don't you pick up from there? Why isn't Oregon's experience proof enough that it would be okay for Massachusetts to do this?
Well, you know, we really don't know much of what goes on in Oregon. The data shows very little. All we hear from are doctors who voluntarily report that they prescribe the drugs. Now, Marcia says that doctors don't have to prescribe. Why don't we hear from doctors who, in their medical judgment, are not prescribing this medicine? Instead, people go doctor shopping. Many of the relationships between patients and doctors are very short.
Dr. Angel, how do you keep a patient from doctor shopping if the doctor the patient is using at the moment doesn't want to participate?
Well, a doctor should not then abandon the patient. It's right for the doctor then who for whatever reason decides not to participate to refer the patient to another doctor. You just don't wipe your hands and walk out the front door.
Let me ask you both this question. As I understand it, there's no mental health evaluation required in order to participate.
That's right.
In this. So here's my question out of that. Should a mental health evaluation be required for patients who are requesting assisted suicide? Because shouldn't we want to know that it's not simply depression driving that decision, that it also might be the pain that person is under?
You have a situation that brings about sadness anyway. But if two doctors believe that it is affecting their judgment, then they must refer to a mental health counselor.
John Kelly.
Well, doctors don't seem to be thinking that many people need a referral. One out of 71 people last year were referred in Oregon for psychiatric evaluation.
Are you worried, Dr. Angel, that insurance companies will push for suicide in order to cut costs?
You have to trust the patient. If an insurance company says to a patient, hey, why don't you kill yourself? The patient would say no. There is no evidence in Oregon that insurance companies have weighed in on this one way or the other.
John?
what we have here is a $100 treatment that will be the cheapest. We already have serious cost-cutting pressures. We constantly hear about the costs of caring for people in the last year of their lives. And out in Oregon, we saw Barbara Chandler and Randy Stroop, two people with cancer, who were prescribed chemotherapies by their doctor, denied by Oregon Medicaid because Oregon Medicaid had decided that it could not financially cover those treatments. Instead, they received a form letter in which it was noted that they were eligible for assisted suicide.
Argument by anecdote doesn't advance us very far. As I've said, the data are overwhelming that this law is being used exactly as intended.
Let me ask one more question of both of you and go back to the big picture. Is this necessary, considering that current law gives every person the right to refuse life-saving treatment?
Well, the fact is that this right is being used responsibly. And this law would apply to people who are not on some life-sustaining treatment like a mechanical ventilator and who want some more active help in ending their lives.
All right. Since Dr. Angel got the first word a few minutes ago, John, you get the last on this question.
Whatever alleged benefit there might be for a few is vastly outweighed by the dangers to the many and the change in consciousness that this bill calls for, where death becomes a medical benefit.
John Kelly, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
And Dr. Angel, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
WBUR's Bob Oak spoke with Dr. Marcia Angel, a senior lecturer at Harvard University. She supports the ballot question that would allow terminally ill patients to take life-ending drugs. John Kelly is founder of the group Second Thoughts, which opposes the initiative.